This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
I'm from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City. Happy Halloween! It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You and I both didn't bother with costumes or anything like that today, right? There was a lot of talk about, you know, you guys want to dress up and all that stuff. And I like my question is this. Lacto, you also didn't dress up, so I'm guessing you're part of the same thing. At what age is a man just too old to be, like, dressing up for Halloween? Like, going to a party, different story.
Right.
But just in general, at what age is it like, man, that's not right?
I think I stopped wearing costumes in high school.
That's, you know what I mean?
I like, stopped at 11.
11.
Yeah, just about.
Like, again, going to a party, different story.
Not even
just
for
the
that.
Whole idea that, hey, it's Halloween. Where's your costume? Like, you get that. Where's your costume? You going to wear a costume? You going to dress up? It's like, no.
I didn't even go trick-or-treating.
Well, you have kids. You go with them.
Yeah, I drop them off.
You drop them off?
Yeah, in Mendham, it's like this town that
you drop off.
It's a one-way entry. And it's like it's like 200 like houses, one-way in. The fire department come and light up the whole. Like, it's
That's
literally
cool.
In every homeowner that lives in that cul-de-sac, gives out candy, and everybody's fully dressed, and they're having a house party.
Nice.
I just dropped kids off, and they tell
just them, let them
to
walk
pick
around
me up.
And have fun.
Yeah, it's literally like maybe 300 houses within that cul-de-sac.
All right. Well, I'm just curious. Is there anybody, like, do you have, like, an age where you're like, yeah, that's too much?
Yeah, I'm good.
I stopped I don't even like trick-or-treating, to be honest with you. I never liked it. I wasn't the most normal child.
Remember back in the day, the devious stuff they used to do, put razor blades in people's candy and all
They're
that
doing
stuff?
That now.
Wasn't that
they still doing it?
They're doing that.
Some of that stuff was urban legend. Some of it was, you know, we just love to scare people. And there were some that were, there were just crazy people that would do stupid stuff like
put
that.
Put straight pins in there and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was sometime. I guess
I wonder if somebody giving out edibles.
I hope not. Although some days we need them, right? But the candy part of this whole story, of course, is something that I think, while we have Overreaction Monday with you today, because it is a football Monday, and we do Overreaction Monday every Monday, and Week 8 gave us a lot to overreact to. So 888-SAY-ESPN, of course, is the number. So you can be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-729-3776, ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. Among the Overreaction Monday conversation, we should also have a little bit of Halloween-themed Halloween fun today.
Mm.
And I mean, I think, Bart,
the scariest.
No. It has nothing to do with scary and all that other stuff. To me, it has to do with one thing, the one thing only that matters on Halloween, and that is candy. I just am curious to see what your go-to favorite, when I get this candy, I am fired up. Like, when I'm going to a house and they drop that in my bag, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
What candy? So, Lacto, what candy is that for you?
He looks like a Miles.
Like, when you, like, dude. The candy that you're like, man, this is my candy. Oh, he's taking calls right now. That's good. Like,
so don't be weird. Don't be weird about it. I don't know, Lacto. He better not be almond joy.
You said candies that.
A candy that when you get it, when they dropped it in your bag, you were like, jackpot.
Kit Kats, Skittles.
Kit Kat. Skittles. All right. That's up there.
A Twix.
That's respectable.
Yeah, those are on the top 10 probably power ranking candies. Bart, what do you got? Got
to give me Reese's Cup.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah, Reese's Cup. The minis if you give me the
terrible.
Big ones, then we're good.
Voted as the number one candy on Halloween.
Yeah,
gross.
It's amazing.
And the fact that Lacto is saying gross just tells you, like, we can't trust his taste.
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, the only time I like them is maybe when they get them, like, Hershey Kisses with the almond in it.
Yep, those are good.
Yeah, I can rock with that.
Those are good.
Or mini Snickers.
Yeah.
Those are my three. If I get those, I'm good.
Fun size.
Yeah.
Now, to me, the most efficient candy ever made.
Efficient,
because I'm all about efficiency, right? The most efficient candy is the peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
Now, here's why. Candy coating. So you got that. You got the candy part.
Chocolate,
which now you get that part of the sweet part. And then you get the surprise in the middle. Oh, a
nice
peanut.
Nice crunch.
So now you get the peanut, which is the salty part of it. So you get the sweet, the salty, and the candy all in one. And they're easy to eat. And who says no to that?
Yeah, and they're fun sizes. You can pour some in your hand. Even if it's the mini pack, you pour some in your hand, throw them in.
The best.
They're good. And then, like, it depends. How do you eat your M&Ms? Do you just crunch through them? Do you crack through the seal and eat the chocolate part first and then eat the nut after. It's like I depend. It depends on how I'm feeling.
I don't bite. I don't like bite it and like, you know.
Put it in your mouth and then eat the candy part and then eat the nut afterwards. I know what you're saying. Or do you eat it at the same time?
I know what you meant. No, I just eat them. Like, I don't really think.
You don't think about it?
No, I just go Neanderthal.
Because I feel like
pop them in the mouth and I just feel start
like
going.
Sometimes I eat my peanut M&Ms like sunflower seeds. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I peel it, and I want to get the chocolate off first, and then I eat the nut last.
All right, so let's hear from you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Favorite candy? You know, how old do you think is it like, all right, that's enough when it comes to dressing up for Halloween? In the meantime, the Packers are dressing up like a bad football team.
Yeah.
I mean, they just keep losing, and we heard from Aaron Rodgers last week. Now, the one thing they did was cover. Right? It was 11.5.
Seven. Lost by seven.
Right? So right there, was it 10? I thought it was 10.
Oh, yeah, 10.
Yeah, they lost by 10.
Yeah, yeah.
So, they barely, but they cover.
And it didn't look like the ass kicking I thought it was going to be.
It
did.
No, yeah, it did for a minute. That was a late score that kind of made it respectable. But anyways, we heard from Aaron Rodgers talking about how this is, you know, supposed to, this was, you know, maybe going to be good for us going into Buffalo and playing a juggernaut like that. And afterwards, the Bills weren't too happy. Josh Allen wasn't too happy about their performance, but they won easy. So Aaron Rodgers, what does he tell the team now, after all the stuff that he's said going into this game? What do you tell the team now after a loss like this?
I think that the most important thing is to take a beat after frustration like this. The last thing you want is to respond in emotion. So take a beat. Let it sit. There's not a whole lot to say after the game that's really going to, you know, spark the team, I don't think.
So take a beat. Nothing really to say.
Yeah.
time to dial it down if you're Aaron Rodgers now. I mean, the reality has set in that this is just not a very good team.
And it's mind-boggling. This defense has stars all over the field. Mm. Campbell was rated like one of the highest linebackers. Like, you know, how about the young rookie pushing somebody that was trying to help him up? You know what I mean? Not knowing and just
getting kicked out.
I don't think he should have got kicked out for pushing somebody on the sideline. He didn't know. Like, he's in a distress. Nobody wants anybody touching them when they're on the ground and they know they're on the opposing team sideline. Fair. You don't know if they're, you know, what they're trying to do. All you do is feel somebody grabbing your shoulder pads.
Right.
You know, so I would have gave him the benefit of the doubt. Even if you gave him the 15-yard penalty, you didn't have to eject the guy. That was a little bit, I think, harsh on my part. But, man, how about the reports going into that game? Alvin Kamara? Come on, man. Come on, man.
Go ahead. Come on, man. What? Come on.
Like, the Buffalo Bills are looking in at Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, we knew this on Friday, didn't we?
But no, I missed it. You didn't mention it to me.
I thought we knew that Kamara was there and could be moved, and Buffalo was one of the teams.
Now, that's scary. Mm-hmm. That might be scarier than Kareem Hunt because his contact balance. They both got great contact balance.
But for Kamara, it's to stay healthy. You know, that's the part.
It's amazing going to a good team how you stay healthy. It's amazing how that works.
NFL trade deadline is 4 o'clock tomorrow. There could be.
Boy, we're going to be on the air. A lot of those moves going to be when we're there.
Of course. Yeah, tomorrow's show is a must listen as always, but especially tomorrow because there could be some more interesting moves. There's already been some moves and some very interesting ones. There's no doubt about it. And, of course, the next question is what do the Packers do? Are the Packers going to get involved and add something that they need? If they could get a wide receiver, is that what ails them, Bart? I mean, is it just as simple as
they
that?
They just don't look right.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, Dobbs made a great catch.
Yeah.
You know, there were a couple of plays that you said, I don't know if this is all on the receivers.
Yeah, because I know that, okay, listen, they were going against, you know, the best football team arguably in the football. So I get that.
Oh, yeah, they were already up against it.
But I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, if they get a receiver, does that mean all of a sudden we think they're a Super Bowl contender? I mean, I just don't know what guy is out there that they can go get that makes them a Super Bowl contender, and I don't know.
And the word is now the Broncos win in London, and with that in mind, like, you don't expect that they're going to blow everything up there. I think the word was a Jerry Jeudy. Like, they're not going to
Did you hear your boy double down, too? Like, do you talk about not reading the room? Jason, let's ride.
Yeah, we're going to.
Hey, bro, you beat the Jaguars, barely.
I think Russ might appear in the BS translator later on in the show.
We need to put him in the in the Telemundo translator.
So it sounds better?
It sounds better because like I can't hear this dude in English.
Can we get a Let's Ride in Spanish? Does it sound better if you said it that way but in Spanish?
Man.
No?
Nah, I don't think so.
There's no easy way to say Let's Ride,
easy,
right?
No easy way.
All right. There is an easy way to say we've got calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So that we have. We also have a career day for Tony Pollard in Dallas in front of Emmett Smith while he's doing it. What does it mean for Zeke and the Cowboys? We'll discuss that. We have your calls. So much to get to. It's Overreaction Monday. It's also Halloween. Your favorite candy and all that. But first, Bart, tell us about O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Watch out behind you. Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Their professional parts people will help you navigate through their wide selection. Find just the right wipers for your vehicle. They'll even install them if you're too scared to get out because Michael Myers is back. Your wiper blades, free of charge. See better, drive safer with new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ooh. Hand off Pollard, coming
loose.
Foot in the ground, first down and more, 50. Good block from the tight end. Sideline, keep running. 10, 5, touchdown, Tony Pollard.
Tony Pollard goes for 131 yards and 3 touchdowns. The first player to record both of those, like over 130, you know, 3 touchdowns. In fewer than 15 carries in a game since 1999. Remember Tim Biakabatuka?
I knew Batuka.
Batuka?
Wasn't he from New York, from Michigan?
Not a Batuka. Yeah, so he has an unbelievable game. And you know what? And that was a fantasy gold game, right? If you had him in fantasy and played him, fantasy gold. But that wasn't even the best rushing game of the day.
Mm.
Like, he had an unbelievable day. Wasn't even the best performance by a running back.
Yeah.
Wasn't even probably the second best performance by a running back. See, but isn't that amazing?
But is this the guy who I think you're thinking about?
Who?
This guy's everything.
Who?
His daddy named him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay. Christian McCaffrey, man.
CMC? That was an unbelievable day. I'm not even talking about him.
Not even say him.
No!
Say!
That was a hell of a game. Did you forget? Did you forget the king? King Henry?
Ah.
Oh, did you forget?
He was going against it. He was going against
219 yards?
But he was going against the JV.
Doesn't matter. It's still a performance. You still got to do what you got to do.
This is homecoming game.
Maybe. But still, it was unbelievable. Performance after performance all over the place. We got your overreactions. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. And by the way, so the Cowboys win. They beat the Bears, which they expect to do. And they just at least keep pace. But what's weird is that all of a sudden the Giants take an L to Seattle. Geno Smith with his revenge.
We got to do our power rankings all over again, man.
Oh, yeah, there's so much to get to. Like I said, there's a lot that happened that really shook things up. And, I mean, Colts, what the hell, right?
Yo.
It's just so
Do they have any pieces to sell off? Like, if I'm them, I'm selling pieces.
Yeah.
Heineke is like Fitzpatrick,
it's
man.
It's amazing. I told you about him.
You don't want to see him, man.
They love him there, and he just has these comebacks, and it's amazing. So all of a sudden, the Commanders win the game. It's just this was one of those weekends that you feel like there's a lot.
Commanders are 500. They got a better record than Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous.
It's a lot to overreact to. And, oh, by the way, Carolina, if they're trying to tank, the kicker was in on it. Because Atlanta, you talk about a horseshoe. No way they should have won that game. And they win it off of a couple of dumb decisions, dumb plays, and obviously a missed extra point, a missed field goal.
Kickers are barely
and Atlanta
barely
stays
people.
Alive as well. So we got so much to get to. Let's get to you with those calls. 888-SAY-ESPN. Overreaction Monday. Let's begin with David in Atlanta. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Unhappy Jets fan here.
Oh,
I would like to share 3 Overreaction Monday emotions, if I may. Number one, I shared my game plan on Saturday on ESPN Radio, another show. And here it is. Run, 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 field position.
Mm-hmm.
Take a couple of safe shots down the field. Live with a bunch of 3 and outs. Maybe pop a punt return. Get out with a 16-9 win. The radio host criticized me for not trusting Wilson simply because he was the number one pick.
Damn.
Turns out I was 100% right.
Who were you talking to?
Second.
Who'd you talk to?
Dave Rothenberg. Dave Rothenberg.
Oh, in New York. And he said you were crazy.
Yeah, in New York. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I
would have agreed with you.
Full disclosure, he's a Giant fan.
Yeah, but Dave knows his football. Yeah, I would have agreed with you on that one. I don't know why he would have criticized
Zach
you
Wilson 41 times throwing the football is asinine. No. The fact that it's padded, fluffed up stats with 355 yards.
Right. May I share two more?
What else you got?
The worst part. The worst part of yesterday's loss was when the entire team plays very well, and the only reason you lose is because one guy plays dumb. If you're out of the pocket, throw it in the fifth row. If you're incapable of comprehending that, go sit down on the bench. I think we're going to go see Mike. I think we're going to see Mike White real soon. And you know what? Yikes. Can't wait.
Wow.
The crazy thing is, he's escaping a pocket when he doesn't even have to. The pocket was beautiful, and he shrunk the pocket because he fades back. You don't fade back. You either climb up in the pocket or you climb out. Why he thinks he's Lamar Jackson and trying to run to the sideline, spin, and fade away.
And his
mechanics was horrible, throwing off his back foot.
Well, that one pick that he threw off the back foot was just an awful throw. But he's talking about also the one he was actually trying to throw one away.
Yeah,
and McCourty picked it because it didn't get to the sideline.
Yeah, it was a little fluff ball.
Right. So, no.
But he's doing far too much in that. It's very
absolutely
much
on the quarterback. All right, those are good overreactions. Let's continue. We got Nate in Portland. What's up, Nate?
Hey, first off, I just want to say I'm so tired of the Patriots. I just wish somebody would beat them and bury them like they're doing.
Well, they're still a bad team. Don't worry about it. They're still a bad team. They're not going to go anywhere.
But he's right, though. Just enough.
But the main reason I was calling is about the dressing up for Halloween.
Yeah.
And I get what y'all are getting at with, like, as an adult, you don't dress up and go trick-or-treating on your own.
No.
You just don't. Go to a party, you have some drinks, you chill out, whatever. But my wife and I, when we got married 11 years ago, we actually went to Vegas with all of our family and most of our friends, and we basically took that place over. We got married dressed in costume on the strip. We were dressed as zombies. Everybody with us was dressed as zombies. The preacher just had a ball. He loved
us. I respect
us.
That.
That's a party.
That's different, though. That's a party. Everybody's in on it. Everybody's together. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Totally with you
and
on
then,
that.
With our kids though, also we dress up and we take them out, and we're not the passive parents who stand back and let the kids go to the door. Like we make it a big party with our kids.
Right, that's cool. You have fun with it.
Long story short, I don't think there's any age limit for dressing up. It's just what you do with it.
Is this
so
every
year? I'm agreeing with you, but I just want to say, like,
I'll take it. Yeah,
look, dressing up is fun.
That part, I'm with that. What I was kind of suggesting, Nate, and I love that. Sounds like that would have been
a
fun wedding.
It's a thing. We talk about going to parties and stuff.
What I was saying is, like, when you're just, like, going to work, and it's like, oh, you dressing up? You dressing up? It's like, no. What do you mean? Am I dressing up?
As we have a lot of our coworkers that are walking around, like, you know, Betty hit me with a Trinity outfit on. Looks awesome.
Yeah, amazing. I saw a couple of, like, the
thing one, three, two.
Yeah,
thing
I
two.
Saw those, yep, with Get Up. And that's great. Again, that's great. One of the – what was great on Get Up today – is one of the makeup artists dressed up as Greeny.
Yeah.
And it looked amazing. But, of course, a makeup artist knows what they're doing. Like, she looked amazing like Greeny. That's fun. That's all fun. But it's – you know what I mean? There's, like, a certain
– I'm just not
– It's not me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not – what? What do you got? You give me hand signals.
I was just saying something. I'll say it. Line two is pretty ridiculous.
Oh?
Let's go to line two.
You know what? All right, if it's ridiculous and it's Overreaction Monday, this is what we're all about. So we go to Brooklyn and talk to Josh. Josh Lacto says
overreaction
you have something
Monday, baby.
Ridiculous to say.
It's Overreaction Monday. I'm overreacting crazy.
Go.
And I'm saying if Baltimore don't sign Lamar, the Jets will.
Hey. That's in the family. Hey.
Hey. No, because you know what happens there.
Hey.
What?
I'll take that.
Uh-huh. I know you would take it.
100 million.
What do you know?
Per second. What I don't
do you,
know nothing.
What do you know? No,
listen.
You kind of made a little gleam in your
did.
Eye.
No, I'm just saying, Joe Douglas, have to keep it in the family. If you're not going to sign him, keep it in the family, baby.
711sports.com. Got a little info?
I saw the credit card machine smile in the back of his head.
he's got a hood on. You can't see it.
No, I can see it. All right.
Hey, man, why you going to listen? That's, don't be body shaming my neck roll. But look, and then first of all, at least it's not a pack of hot dogs. It's Vienna sausage.
Is that completely like there's just zero chance because they'll franchise tag him or something? Like, there's no way that the Jets could sign him.
You have to give the Ravens Lamar Jackson. They got Huntley there that they really like. He's a really good football player.
All right,
You probably have to get them Zach Wilson.
That's easy.
Quinnen Williams. And two first-round draft pick.
All right. Does that sound like you wouldn't do that?
Nah, I ain't say you wouldn't. You get Mekhi Becton. No, you get Mekhi Becton.
All right. I'm good. Like, you haven't said anything that
Quinnen
hurt.
Williams.
Listen, I just watched Donovan Mitchell drop 38 and go crazy, dunk on the whole team because the Knicks wouldn't give up everything that the Jazz wanted. And it's like that little bit of a, you know, regret now. Like, when you watch this going, damn, how much would it have cost again? Yeah. Like, right? You know what I mean? Like, so after watching that, you're telling me that's the cost for Lamar Jackson?
You're talking about exciting football. Mm. New York. New York would know how to handle Lamar Jackson.
Mm. It'd just be
Times Square. It'd be nothing but Lamar Jackson in different outfits.
Be the biggest star in town.
Yeah.
Bigger than Aaron Judge.
Hell yeah.
Biggest star in town. Easily. Let's go to Milwaukee. Talk to Brett. Overreaction Monday. Brett, what do you got?
Hey, what's up today, guys? I'm going to overreact to say the Packers are going to finish last in the NFC North. And on top of that, management should probably give a refund out to all their shareholders that pay good money. Expect the only dividend to be a winning team.
I mean, that's tough. They gave you 13-3 years in a row.
You're going to have
the Lions are so exciting. You know, Lions remind me of every team I was on in college. We can play with anybody in the first half.
We just
didn't have enough athletes to be able to sustain
close
it.
Close the deal, right? Yeah,
they get out on anybody, and they can score on anybody. And this is without Jameson Williamson, who's going to come. But I think everybody that played the Lions,
Detroit.
Everybody played Lions running to that line like, damn, this line good.
Detroit let me down yesterday.
Yeah.
Because, man.
They ran out of gas, man.
Needed that game. But you're right. They seem to do that. But as far as the Packers go, as far as Green Bay goes, I don't know. Are you really that surprised after the offseason that you had, losing Devontae? And by the way, what's happening with Devontae in Vegas right now?
Witness protection.
I mean, they didn't score yesterday. So has it really worked out for everyone?
Nope.
It has not. 888-SAY-ESPN. We have more of your calls on Overreaction Monday. Also hear from Jerry Jones, because of course he had something to say about the running game in Dallas. And, by the way, the Philadelphia Eagles just keep winning.
Can't wait to see the rematch.
Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, and watch us on the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hurts looks, fakes, still looking. He is going deep down the far side, and it is A.J. Brown again! Another touchdown! 29 yards!
Boom! Jalen Hurts and the Eagles just continue to roll. You talk about freaks. Is this team a freak? I mean, they expect them again. You expect them to beat the Steelers. You expect them to win this game because they are just a better team.
They got an easy schedule, man.
But it is. I mean, they're 7-0.
Yep.
And Jalen Hurts has won 10 straight starts now as a starter. Like, he is You can't say, I don't know, is he the right guy? Is he, I mean, they just keep winning with this guy.
They're not invincible, though.
It's the longest winning streak, by the way, by an Eagles quarterback since 1950. This is the kind of success that they have not normally seen. He and A.J. Brown, immediate connection. It's sort of like what Ja'Marr Chase and Burrow were last year. You're just seeing this instant chemistry.
Well, they knew each other. He recruited
just
them
like Burrow and Chase. Yeah. Just like Burrow and Chase.
Coming out of high school, I think.
So there's a trust there. It's just what's happening there. What's happening in Philadelphia with the Eagles, with Jalen Hurts, is special. I mean, it is something that you have to believe eventually this is legit. Like, this is a real thing
watching. Yeah.
Remember we talked about, like, that Steelers 11-0 start a couple of years ago? It's like, that was Fugazi.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain teams that get run out to big starts, and you're like, I don't know if I trust it. By now, you got to trust it. And Jalen Hurts, you know he trusts A.J. Brown.
Yeah, I have a lot of trust in A.J. Have a lot of trust in him. I think that's a lot of the reason why he's here. And, you know, we've always had a great relationship, and I think it's been beautiful to see how it's unfolded throughout the year. How that, you know, personally for him and I and also us on the field, you know, I've always had a lot of admiration for his mentality, his want to, and he's been doing great things for us. I'm proud of him as a friend and as a quarterback.
Bart, by now, as we're 8 weeks into the season, are they a Super Bowl contender? A legit, like, I could see them playing in Arizona Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, I think they're legitimate. Listen, Howie Roseman thinks so. He wouldn't make the trade that he made.
That's right.
To go out and get reinforcement for Robert Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
But it's no super team to me. The only super team to me maybe is Buffalo, because that quarterback plays on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
And he, like, whatever goes down, he can put the entire organization, offense and defense, like, hey, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Jalen Hurts can do that, but I tell you what. A team that I would be afraid of, San Francisco. Like, you can see San Francisco.
All right, so that's where and we'll get to them in that game and that performance and Christian McCaffrey. There's, like I said, a lot to get to. But just staying with the Eagles, because the NFC, like you mentioned, like the AFC, you see Buffalo, right? Like, you got
Buffalo,
Kansas City. Like, those are teams. But when you look at the NFC and we're looking for teams to emerge, like the Vikings, nobody's talking about the Vikings. The Vikings do nothing but keep winning, too. They're going to run away with that division.
Their only loss was to Philly.
That's right. And it was a bad one, too. But they're going to run away with that division. So do we, you know, you're looking at the Vikings, and you mentioned the 49ers and what they kind of
look like.
Nobody
going to want to see them.
The Rams are, who knows?
They won't even make the playoffs.
You know, the NFC South, you want to, bless you, you want to, like, you want to think, will Brady get it right? Will they get it right? And who knows? But
Atlanta's going to win that division.
And then last but not least, a team in their own division, the Dallas Cowboys, who every week continue to look legit.
See, but that's the crazy thing.
So who's in the way of this team? If somebody's in the way of the Eagles, who is it?
The crazy thing is, like, if Dallas doesn't win this division, they got to go to Minnesota. Or what if they draw the easy game against, like, Tampa? Like, so seeding is important. If I know I'm not going to win a division –
yeah,
and I can sit my guys and lose and drop, depending on matchups, I would want to go say, you know what, I'd rather go to play Tampa. If Tampa wins, I'm going to want to go play the team from the NFC South, right? So however that matches up, that's what I'm going to do, right? So you think about it, right? I forgot how the matchups go. Seven would have to play two, right? So you think the Vikings are looking like, oh, hell no.
Right.
So my consolation prize – please, Seattle, start losing so I can see you. I do not want game one. I do not want the 49ers coming to my crib.
Even in your building.
And I'm the number two seed. I don't want no smoke.
Interesting you say
like,
that.
And you look at the Cowboys. The Cowboys, like, even though with the standings, the Cowboys would be like, because if they don't win their division, they can't finish in the top four. So that's not, like, really seeding for playoffs. So that means the Cowboys would probably be 6 or 7 because you look at Eagles 1, right? Vikings 2. Then it has to go.
Remember, this the
Falcons would have to be 4, yeah, the 4 seed.
The schedule that we're showing right now, if you're watching us on the app, the schedule, the standings we're showing is just standings. It's not seedings because, like you said, wild card is different. You win the division, you get your seeding. Obviously, the team with the best record gets the bye.
Right.
But this all still has to play out because teams haven't really played a lot of divisional games yet.
Right.
We see that at the end of the season,
so
and that's when
tank.
It starts to separate.
Yeah, it gets real.
So, well, you know, again, we'll see. But
the Commanders are knocking on the door. What are you? This world is crazy.
Come to think of it.
This world is crazy.
We'll have Heineke. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Yes, overreaction Monday continues with your calls. And as Bart mentioned, the 49ers and what happened there. As I said, there were a lot of great running back performances yesterday. And one of them.
They're hitting for the cycle?
Yeah, that's right. It's the Gordie Howe hat trick. We'll discuss. Bart and Hahn.
I like that. You know, you want to make me smile.
But you know what, though? You still have, you got something for us, don't you?
Oh, yeah, for all the ones who get it done.
Granger.
Scary music?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get it done when I come through your window.
Right, that sounds creepy. I'm
going to stand over your bed.
That's nuts.
I'm going to make sure your jury's properly staffed. For all the ones who get it done, Granger's here for you, and they're always here to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry with 24/7 support, experienced staff, and curbside pickup at over 250 local branches. And you can get free access to product specialists ready to help you track down those hard-to-find items. Plus, Granger's commitment to being your safety partner can keep your facility safe and your peoples.
Your peoples.
Better keep your peoples safe.
Yes.
If not, I'm coming after their ass with a 13-inch machete. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop on by.
Thank God you
if
said
they
machete.
Don't, I will.
Bart and Hahn.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Bart and Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. It's Overreaction Monday, just like
we
it is Halloween.
The Monster Mash.
Bart's feeling it already.
The Monster Mash.
Let's continue with the overreactions. A lot more to get to. A lot more games to break down with you as well. The BS Translator to get to. Also, what they said, what they really mean. So much more. And you're part of it. News from Bart and Hahn Nation. We continue with news from Bart and Hahn Nation because we have Ethan in New Jersey hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. What's up, Ethan?
Hey, guys. Big fan. How you guys doing today?
Good.
So I just wanted to go back to, you know, you guys were talking about candy earlier before. I want to let Bart know edibles are way too expensive for anybody to just be giving out to kids these days. So I want to put that out on that.
No one said to the kids. I'm talking about the adults.
That was less about giving it to kids.
I'm talking about to the adults. Like, hey, man, God bless you. You got 18 kids.
That's going back to what you guys were talking about, how adults shouldn't be trick-or-treating, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
But the other thing I wanted to talk about is, you know, if and when Zach Wilson figures out how to play quarterback for the Jets, is that going to be basically like when Happy Gilmore learned how to putt, more or less? You know, is that going to be the thing that's going to take us all the way into the playoffs and beyond? Well, I'm sure it's a pretty obvious answer.
Ethan, I'll tell you what. My issue is I think we saw Zach Wilson recently figuring it out, and he admitted yesterday he got bored. He admitted yesterday that he got the number two pick in the draft was saying, you know what? It's time for me to break out. It's time for me to start showing what I can do. He got a little too full of himself, and you did it against Bill Belichick, who, by the way, as I tweeted yesterday, he might not have wanted to coach the Jets, but he went on to own them. 13 straight L's to this team. Why?
That's crazy.
Because they know you will do something and screw it up. And they got him to screw up.
All they had to do was run the ball. That defense put together a Herculean effort.
Jets defense.
Mac Jones looked like trash. And if that pick six would have stood,
six field goals,
we might have saw Bailey Zappi.
Yeah. If that's 17-3.
Alone, Stevenson dominated that game. This dude's a little fat dude putting the L2, R2 in passes. He's hitting people with
A lot of missed tackles. Yeah.
Did you see Whitehead come up, think he was going to hit him with a – like, bro – like, you know, like, when you looking at, I'm looking at you, but you look in the mirror and you see Adrian Wilson. Or he must look in the mirror and see Ronnie Lott. Bro, have you looked at yourself? You're 5 foot nothing.
100 and nothing.
100 and nothing.
Yeah.
And you think you're going to take a running back down like Stevenson with a flipper? Man, he ate that like barbecue chicken, man. He, take that.
Let's go back, and I think Joe is back with us from Seneca Falls. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I think the game of the day that really is shocker, and I don't know what's going on with these guys that leave the Patriots, especially leaving Belichick, is the Raiders getting destroyed yesterday.
Oh man,
brutal!
I can't figure this one out.
A goose egg with Waller, Jacobs, like, could he be one and done? Like, he acquired all these people. He acquired all this talent.
He said, yes, he said, it's on me. Like, he said, this is on me. Like that's an embarrassing loss. Embarrassing loss. How do you explain that? Is it really just he's an inept coach? Is that all it is? He's just not a good coach?
I don't understand. Like, he's not a great leader of men, or I don't know what his game plan is. Mm. Like, yo, like, they went out and got Chandler Jones and the best receiver in the game. And this was a team last year that lit the scoreboard up.
Yes.
With Renfrew, Waller, and some other people like Zay Jones last year. They get the best receiver in the game. They got one of the top slot receivers and arguably a top five tight end. I know he's not playing right now. I don't know if he plays or he's not. But then Jacobs. And that zero? Man. Somebody got it. I wonder if they're selling pieces off.
What would they possibly sell off at this point, right?
They can't even get rid of Chandler Jones. They just paid him.
Yeah. He. How about this? This I was looking forward to make sure I had all the details. So after the game, right, they had a meeting with Mark Davis. Mm. He's in the room, right? So he then comes out to talk to the media, and the lights went out. Somebody leaned against the light switch. And like, so if that's not a metaphor for how things are going for him, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But he actually said, yeah, I apologize to Raider Nation. I own
that.
They
are horrible.
It's my responsibility. No, they're 2-5, and they just don't have any of that same whatever they had going last year with Bisaccia after all the problems that went down and getting rid of Gruden and everything else.
They finished
the season with just a little something. They had a little juice going.
Bro.
It's gone.
They got Max Crosby and Chandler Jones.
They had a good offseason,
They got Roczen, Morningwick.
Yeah.
Anthony Averett. They got talent. Jonathan Abrams, people are saying he may be able to be acquired. Like, he's a top-notch, strong safety, balled out last year. Like, two wins? I don't even think they really played their division much yet either.
Derek Carr had 101 passing yards.
Wow. That
explain that.
That's on them, because Derek Carr is much better than that. That's leadership.
Interesting that they're going to spend the next week in Florida, because they're practicing at IMG in Bradenton because they played Jacksonville on Sunday, so they were in New Orleans, right?
So they're going to stay there for.
So
a week.
They're just going to stay down instead of going back and forth. They're going to spend a week. Does that help a team or hurt a team, Bart?
I mean, it's Jacksonville. What the hell are you going to?
Oh, well, they're in Bradenton. No, it's just they're in Florida. Like, I don't know. They're staying as a group.
IMG's in Miami.
Instead of going home, Bradenton.
That's close to Miami, though. That's South Florida. That's not Jacksonville.
But once again, they're as a group, though, staying away. Like, can that hurt? Or
well, a lot of West Coast teams do that every once in a while because they want to make sure they keep track of the travel.
But after games like this, it can either bring you together or it can make guys, you know what, all bets are off.
They're in Miami. Like, you know what? I got some peoples out here.
Had a feeling you would go there. Where you start to set it up.
IMGs.
Coming up next, stay with us. More of your calls and Bart's biggest takeaways from the weekend. Bart and Hahn.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.